Heading, Searching for the Lost. Subheading, Bible Carried to Every Man's Door. The Bible is unchained. It can be carried to every man's door, and its truth may be presented to every man's conscience. There are many who, like the noble Bereans, will search the scriptures daily for themselves, when the truth is presented, to see whether or not these things are so. Christ has said, "Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." Jesus, the world's Redeemer, bids men not only to read, but to search the scriptures. This is a great and important work, and it is committed to us, and in doing this we shall be greatly benefited, for obedience to Christ's command will not go unrewarded. He will crown with the special tokens of his favor this act of loyalty in following the light revealed in his word. Counsels on Sabbath School Work, page 84, 1889. Subheading, Many Waiting to be Gathered In. All over the world, men and women are looking wistfully to heaven. Prayers and tears and inquiries go up from souls longing for light, for grace, for the Holy Spirit. Many are on the verge of the kingdom, waiting only to be gathered in. Acts of the Apostles, page 109, 1911. Subheading, Searching for the Lost. This work is to be a determined work. The lost sheep are all through the country where you are. You are to seek and to save that which is lost. They know not how to recover themselves. Letter 189, 1899. Subheading, Finding Openings for Studies. In every city that is entered, a solid foundation is to be laid for permanent work. The Lord's methods are to be followed by doing house-to-house work, by giving Bible readings in families. The worker may gain access to many who are seeking for truth. By opening the scriptures, by prayer, by exercising faith, he is to teach the people the way of the Lord. Testimonies, Volume 7, page 38, 1902. Subheading, Seeking Out the Honest Souls. I must do my best in bearing to our people the message that the Lord has honest souls in all our cities, and that they must be sought out. The Lord is not pleased with the showing we have made. Many cities still remain practically untouched. Those who engage in the work of warning the inhabitants of our great cities will obtain an education in winning souls to Christ. How shall they be converted unless they have truth set before them diligently, line upon line, precept upon precept? The workers must not spend their time in going over and over the ground among churches that are already confirmed in the truth, while on every hand are many who have never had the truth explained to them. Letter 8, 1909. Subheading, Worker Guided to Homes of Interested. Light, light from the Word of God. This is what the people need. If the teachers of the Word are willing, the Lord will lead them into close relation with the people. He will guide them to the homes of those who need and desire the truth. And as the servants of God engage in the work of seeking for the lost sheep, their spiritual activities are awakened and energized. Review and Herald, December 29, 1904. Subheading, With Tenfold More Force. If half the time now spent in preaching were given to house-to-house labor, favorable results would be seen. Much good would be accomplished, for the workers could come close to the people. The time spent in quietly visiting families, and when they are speaking to God in prayer, singing his praise, and explaining his word, will often do more good than a public effort. Many times minds are impressed with tenfold more force by personal appeals than by any other kind of labor. The family that is visited in this way is spoken to personally. The members are not in a promiscuous assembly where they can apply to their neighbors the truth which they hear. They themselves are spoken to earnestly and with a kind-hearted solicitude. They are allowed to express their objections freely, and these objections each can be met where they thus saith the Lord. If this work is done in humility by those whose hearts are imbued with the love of God, the words are fulfilled. The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding to the simple. Letter 95, 1896. Subheading, Some Seem Unapproachable. Those who work for God will find some people unapproachable. They appear to be offended that you should invade the privacy of their faith and devotion, and do not look graciously upon those who are workers together with God. These workers must look away from self to Jesus, giving careful attention to the directions found in His Word. Letter 5, 1896.